News Talk 1620 WTAW, sometime this afternoon, talking about things going on in the Bryan School District. Sandy Ferris on the phone, and what do we have going on today?
Well, the reason we're on the phone, I guess I can talk about that first. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Bryan ISD is involved in the strategic planning process. We've got a group of community members who have been working hard to develop a strategic plan for the next 5 years for the district. So this afternoon, the second phase of that is taking place. We have 10 action teams that will be meeting, and this is going to be about 100 people, community members and ISD employees, who will meet to flesh out the plan that the Strategic Planning Committee developed last month. So we're going to be working hard on that.
Without going into a whole lot of nuts and bolts, what are some of the things that this audience is going to be getting today?
Well, there are 10 strategies that were developed in 5 different areas. So they're going to be developing some plans to carry out the strategies that the committee felt were important. And the broad areas are teaching and learning, of course, academics, human resources, funding and finance, facilities, and communications. So under those umbrellas will be some very specific strategies that our action teams are going to be developing plans for.
Remind us again the timeline of the work that's going on.
Well, we began last month with that first meeting. It's a 5-year process, but the actual plan is developed in this first year. In December, the original committee will come together again and listen to the plans that are being developed today. And so then from that point, you begin putting those plans into motion.
Visiting Cindy Ferris of the Bryan School District, also want to take time to commend some students about some things that have been awarded recently.
That's right. We've got 11 commended students that were just announced. This is from the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. These students performed very well on their SAT that they took during their sophomore year. They are seniors now. So just I want to take a quick minute to say their names. From Bryan High School, we have David Gilman, Jonathan Haven, Campbell Herman, Forrest Herman, Rowan Martin, Rachel Miller, Jamie Thompson, Matthew Walker, Allison Barentine, and Mariah Buckwalter, and then Daniel Adams from Bryan Collegiate High School. So those are our commended students from the National Merit Company.
And you've sent us a list of those names. When I post this interview online, I'll make sure to have those names on there as well. What else do we need to talk about today?
Well, we have a couple of volleyball players who just received some national recognition. These are both Rudder volleyball players. Sophomore Lindsay Mitchell and freshman Madison Smith have been named to the American Volleyball Coaches Association Phenom list. So in other words, they are phenomenal players. They were selected not only for athletic but academic reasons as well. And as a perk of being on that list, they're going to be invited to attend the NCAA Final Four in Louisville, Kentucky in December. So that's a neat honor for them and their coach, Jackie Pence at Rudder. And then staying on recognition, we have a board member, Dr. Doug Wunderberger, who just received notice that he will be representing the region in Washington, D.C. in January. He was selected by the Texas Association of School Boards, or TASB, to be on the Federal Relations Network Conference Committee. And he will join other school board members across the state as part of the Texas delegation. And one thing that is an outgrowth of that, as he is a member of that committee, he will be in contact with members of Congress throughout the year as they discuss TASB's positions on key education issues. So congratulations to Dr. Wunderberger.
Anything else?
Now to the social side. Homecoming is coming up for Bryan High School this weekend. And we have a change in procedure that we want to make sure everyone knows about. We're obviously going to present the homecoming court, and this is a change. It will not take place at halftime as it has in the past. We have very strict time guidelines from UIL, and there was some concern that we wouldn't be able to get that homecoming court presented and the king and queen announced during our allotted 15 minutes. So all of those things will be taking place in the pregame ceremonies. So beginning at 6:30, we'll have all of the nominees from the different organizations lined up. And the presentation of the top 5 and then the crowning of the king and queen will be about 7:05 to 7:10. And by 7:15, they're going to be done. So if you have someone that you're interested in seeing whether they win tonight or you just want to see them be presented, make sure you get there early, get there about 6:30, and watch that ceremony take place.
So is this a new UIL rule?
It's not new, but in this district, we understand that time is being kept, and there we must follow that strict time. That's it's not a huge change. It's just simply moving that piece from halftime to pregame. That's always, I think, been recommended, that we do as much pregame as possible.
But it's something as a result of Bryan High being in a new district this year?
Yes, yes. And another, also wanted to mention, at that homecoming game, we have members of the Viking Band alumni who will be joining the band that evening. Last year we had about 40 returning band members, and they're hoping for more this year, so they actually get to play with the Viking Band, and they will go down on the field and play for the Cheyennes to dance at halftime.
I know one other thing that you sent that I think is bear repeating, in that you have a school holiday coming up on Monday.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me. On Monday, October 8th, our staff will be in staff development, and all students get a holiday that day except Bryan Collegiate High School students. Since they are an early college high school, they follow the Blinn academic calendar. So they will take their day off on Friday. So every time we have a Monday holiday, typically the Bryan Collegiate students don't, and they take theirs on Friday. So all of the kids will get the day off.
And a reminder that you can follow what's going on in the Bryan School District on the district's Facebook page and online at bryanisd.org.
That's right. And also, don't forget that Dr. Wallace has a Twitter account now, and you can follow him at Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S, _BISD.
Sandy Ferris of the Bryan School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.